Across the airport, the final preparations are underway for a presidential visit. The red carpet comes out only 6 times a year. Today, Royal Suite Manager Anita Newcourt is concerned that her red carpet is not as red as she'd like. Battleships, they were once the cornerstones of great fleets, the pride of nations. These were ships of glory, ships of destiny. Their appearance, a combination of grandeur and a commitment to brute force. Few sights and sounds so vividly voice the fury of war. As the battleship, the Savoy Hotel has taken the biggest gamble in its 100-year history. Closed for 3 long years in one of the most expensive refurbishments in hotel history, 600 new staff have been given a crash course in 5-star service in just a matter of weeks. But now, ready or not, the Savoy must finally open its doors. The pressure is on as the new staff must cope with the demands of a royal visit. Killing anybody is unthinkable. So why would a teenage girl and her boyfriend suddenly decide to murder her mother and sister? Could there be any justification for becoming Britain's youngest killers? On the 15th of April 2016, in Spalding, Lincolnshire, the bodies of 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie Edwards were discovered in their beds at the family home. The scene shocked the responding police officers. Chillingly, the killers were still in the house. Welcome to The Flying Winemakers, the series where a new breed of global wine experts jet between harvests to spread their knowledge and share their skills. You'll be meeting the man who pioneered the concept. Tony Lathwaite has been working as a wine merchant for more than 40 years. His passion for wine has seen him develop a business providing wine to millions of happy customers. Over the past decades, the number and intensity of disasters has increased dramatically, worsened by climate change and degrading ecosystems. Those who suffer the most are the poorest and most vulnerable communities, whose voices are often not heard. Lives are lost, and homes and livelihoods are destroyed. The conflict in Yemen is now in its 10th year. A decade of death, destruction, and the inevitable human suffering that follows. Hospitals have been destroyed. Schools have been flattened. Thousands of homes leveled to the ground. Your donation today helps give them a tomorrow. Thank you. From the over-budget scheduling nightmare of the Sydney Opera House, to Chow Chow's risk management failure. Ah, oh, no, yes, who could forget that messy political brawl?